Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Unified Caring, Caring Moments podcast. UCA Caring knows no bounds. We endeavor to be wherever caring is needed and help create caring communities everywhere. Please be sure to follow us on Twitter at Unified Caring and check out our website, www.unifiedcaring.org, to see the many ways you personally can benefit by becoming a member. And now, here's the show.
Hey, good morning and welcome. Happy Thursday. It is August 6th, and this is the Caring Moments podcast of Unified Caring Association. My name is Karen, and my special guest today is Lane Michelle with Unified Caring. And today we're going to discuss partnering with worthy causes. Lane, good morning. How are you? Oh, I lost Lane. Gotta love real-time radio as it happens. Good morning, Lane.
I'm
welcome.
Here. Can you
this
hear me?
Time. Yeah, I can.
Can you hear me?
I can. Yeah, right. I did. It popped
yeah,
you into
good morning.
The green room.
Well, the green room is a special place.
It is a special
only
place.
I can hear myself.
That's right.
Yeah.
Nobody else.
Good morning. I love
it's kind of like
show
the voices
today.
In my head.
Yeah, there you go. No, I love the show today. Glad to be back with you, too.
Well, good. I'm glad to have you. Glad to have you. And I love our topic of conversation today, partnering with worthy causes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. One of my favorites as well. I mean, well, first of all, I could talk about anything that love talking about the benefits our members get, our 166,000 members across the country. And I love talking about what we as a collective membership association are able to do with, you know, our little bit of funds that added up across all of us to be able to really have an impact in these programs we're going to talk about today. So I'm excited about, always excited to talk about both, but today is the focus is on these programs, these sponsorships that we launch and execute and keep going for some time.
Right, and I think you and I have talked about this, you know, a lot, and I don't know that I can even reiterate it enough to say how incredible Unified Caring is with the outreach programs that they have, these sponsorships in truly making a difference. It continually walks its talk and leads the way. And my new favorite term from the lovely Lydia, watering the growing edge. And that's really,
that.
Yeah, right? That's gorgeous.
Yeah.
And it fits so superbly with the mission of Unified Caring and the CARE program with the children, the animals, the reforestation, and the elderly. And it is watering, because we are in constant flux of unknown territory. So
exactly.
We see opportunities,
exactly.
and we fill it. We see a need, we help out where we can, and it really is watering the growing edge. So, you know, where would you like to start in these worthy causes?
I love to start with children. And that is our focus, as I think we've talked about on previous shows. We put a focus on shifting some of what we're doing, expanding really what we're doing, because the two biggest areas of need, urgent need in our country, where our memberships are in the U.S., are children rescued from sex trafficking, where over 100,000 American children each year are victims of human trafficking, which is an astounding number. In fact, I saw a statistic the other day that said that our children are 66,000 plus more times likely to be a victim in sex trafficking or sex-related type of incident than they are from COVID. And so, you know, if we put the same effort onto resolving, dealing with the root and caring for the victims of human trafficking, sex trafficking, that is something that has to happen, and we're standing firm and committed to that. So one of the things that we're doing is we are currently in outreach. We have organizations we have worked with for some time where we've provided clothing, we've provided care kits, we've provided emotional support tools. We're amping that up more. And one example is Arrow Child and Family Ministries. Arrow is founded in 1992. They run Freedom Place. It's a residential care and recovery center for commercially sexually exploited young girls.
Oh,
and,
yeah. Good for
they
them.
Are in, yeah, amazing work. Texas and Maryland is where they're located. They provide on-site medical, mental health, educational professionals. There's a complete personalized plan for recovery for each girl that is pulled out of sex trafficking and rescued and then put into a place where they, as they say, they can have a brighter future. And so we've moved into a sponsorship of Arrow. Initial action, we've provided emotional support tools. We have our healing kits for adults and for children. The Sun Buddy and Moon Bud are the current kits that we have. And in fact, when they received the kits, Arrow came back and told us, quote, that UCA has an excellent product for traumatized children, unquote, that they're thrilled to deploy the hundreds of kits that we've provided to them across our Texas and Maryland organizations. And we'll expand on that. We'll expand on even more what we do at Arrow and other organizations that are dealing with this difficult problem. I mean, I honor them. I can't imagine that all that they go through to receive and recover these children. And so, you know, my heart goes to the children and to these organizations. They're doing such important work, and they're generally
right.
Quiet. I mean, people don't want to talk about the pervasiveness of sex trafficking and the corridors that where children are moved or how they get into it. But we need to educate ourselves and stop being ignorant. This is not a world that we want to be in. And so UCA, our part is aftercare. We can support aftercare. There are other organizations doing amazing things with policy and laws and certainly rescue and get extraction and so on. But for UCA and our membership, we've got the skills and tools that help with aftercare. And so we're in the process of building another aftercare kit. Can you imagine, Karen, that often, this is foster children too, often when they're moved from one facility to another, as needs change or facilities change or where they are being moved to by courts and so on, that oftentimes a child is handed a trash bag to put all their belongings in to go to the next place. Now, what? I mean, and that is pervasive across the entire country. What does that tell that child? That they're trash.
Yeah, that they're no better than garbage.
That's exactly. And so an urgent need is to make sure these children have, one organization calls it luggage of love. We call it Because We Care. That, that's these kits that are honoring them. And we always include our emotional support tools. So we're actually in the process of expanding, making those kits available, of course, all the emotional support tools. And so as we always reach out, we hear back from time to time from these organizations. But honestly, if there's one of these, if you're an organization listening to this and you are working on aftercare for, human trafficked children, for foster children as well, who often are a target of trafficking, reach out and get a hold of us. And we'll work with you. We're always looking to sponsor organizations doing this great work and provide everything that we can to them. So that
right.
was the first one I wanted to feature, really important.
Right. Well, it's a, I saw a statistic the other day that said 800,000, and I can't, this boggles my mind, 800,000 children a year go missing.
Yep. The last number I saw
into
was
that
700 to 800,
yeah.
Same number. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I mean,
and
people don't talk
crazy.
About it. You're right. It is.
This is not
people,
the world we want to be in. Exactly.
No, it really
Let's
isn't.
Change it.
And when you see it, and I can't even begin to imagine those that are in the rescue portion of it, because it's they've said, and I do know a couple of people, what once you know, you cannot sleep. Right?
Exactly.
I'm so glad you went there,
Karen, because the reality is once any of us know, we become less ignorant and we're aware of the pervasiveness and the situation our children are in. They're not safe. They're targets, especially those the most vulnerable, who are homeless or foster children. But it's not all that. It's
right.
You know, there are many sources for this. Once you know, you can't sit idly by. Find your way. Be open to what you can do. And our members, you know, in one sense, by being a part of UCA, they are doing something because we collectively go in and help children. And it's also, it's not just this very difficult sex trafficking, human trafficking, but how about just hunger? Because the other area we're expanding on is 1 in 6 children in America go hungry.
Yeah,
1 in 6 children in America. What? No way. No way. We don't accept that. And so today I'm announcing that we have just launched a new sponsorship, a major one, with Feed the Children in the USA. And this sponsorship,
wow,
I'm so excited about. We are also, we all together so excited because we are providing thousands and thousands of children across the U.S. with emotional support tools, our Sun Buddy and Moon Bud kits. They are right now being deployed in teacher stores supported by Feed the Children. They're being supplied to school pantries, again, supported by Feed the Children. And we've begun moving, with the help of Feed the Children, these kits into the Boys and Girls Club, starting with Metro LA. There's just right out of the gates, there's well over 11,000, I forget the exact number, it's like 11,400 kits that are on their way out right now. We are
huge.
So excited about Feed the Children as just a class organization. They have the ability to get help to children fast. And so our partnership, our sponsorship of Feed the Children, our partnership together, we're looking for many years of huge impact. And especially, you look at the challenge of hunger. Feed the Children is dealing with that. Well, hunger has a lot of effects, including emotional effects. So again, what UCA can do? Well, initially, we can get emotional support tools to families, to children, to teachers, counselors. And one of the vehicles is through Feed the Children. We do it through, we've always, for over a decade, we've been providing these tools. But this is important. You know, there's not only dealing with hunger, but the roots of it and the effects, the lack of safety, the emotional effects. And so that's where, again, we as UCA, we can step in and we can provide very impactful tools to help out in that area. So that's a big announcement. Feed the Children.
That is a big announcement.
That
is
many
years. Huge. Kudos. I love
Thank
that.
You.
I
We're
absolutely
excited.
Love that. Do you know, when we talk about hunger and our children, 1 in 6 are going hungry absolutely every single day. Years ago, I was out of the country and at, 1 o'clock in the morning, had turned on, we had had a late dinner and some dancing and gotten back to the room and turned on the television. And this is a tiny, tiny little island. And I love the story of the island. But at the time, their unemployment rate was unbelievable. Their gas was, you know, ours was like $1 a gallon, and theirs was like $7-$8 a gallon, right? So, and then I just put that for context because the commercial that came on, and I'm not a commercial, I'm not a TV person, but the commercial that had come on was for the hungry people, the hungry children in the United States. And I was taken aback by that. Why are we seeing a commercial for our children? You know, because we have them here for, you know, to adopt a child here, there, or wherever, and, you know, sponsor this child to feed them, clothe them, house them, school them. But not one commercial like that for a child in the United States. And I was so angry, you know. And, you know, I even wrote to a few people when I got back. I said, this is ridiculous. You know, why aren't you showing this commercial here in the United States rather than a, you know, than an island that has an astronomical unemployment rate?
Right.
You know,
right.
I mean, it was just, you know, just this contrast. You know, they're thinking,
it is.
You know, hungry American children, we can't even put food on our plate. You know what I mean? And,
right.
But I was like, wow.
It's astounding,
you know?
Isn't it?
Well, yeah,
again,
it's dumbfounding.
Trafficking and hunger, these are pervasive issues. There are great organizations out there trying to work on this. And one of the biggest challenges we all fight is educating people. It's you know, helping people understand that this is real. These are huge problems affecting our children. And we all, I think, intuitively or consciously understand that if our children aren't safe, our future is not safe. If our children aren't cared for, then our future is not cared for. And so that's why we all need to find our way to stand up individually and collectively. Our members, we encourage our members to stand up in their communities and, you know, use all that their association is a part of, tools we have, you know, make us aware of something. We'll support our members in their community as well. And so all of this is about local action, and it's about organizations being able to support local action. That's where real change comes from. And it takes education, but it takes all of us stepping up in whatever way we can to end these urgent needs our children have.
Right.
Along those lines,
I know,
by the way, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, you know, at the holiday time, we see, you know, I'm always buying, you know, an extra bag of groceries, like at Thanksgiving and at Christmas, and I'll buy, you know, several throughout that whole entire season, as well as, you know, toys for tots and things like that. But, you know, when I personally think about what you just said, I do it when my son's in school. I do it, you know, at the holiday season, and I could be doing so much more, you know, like getting a food drive in my neighborhood, right?
Right.
And delivering
exactly.
it to a
perfect
local
example.
Food pantry. So, you know, that's, you know, we do these things, but we do them when they're in our face, I think. Right?
Yeah. Well,
they're
one way
not
to get
consciously
in your face.
Going above and beyond to say, oh, wow,
exactly.
I do this then. Why am I not doing it now?
Exactly. Well, if you want inspiration for that, go to unifiedcaring.org. Click on the COVID-19 tab, or go to the COVID-19 page. You can get there on the slider, on the nav bar, on the feature, on the whatever you do. Go to that page, because on there's a huge number of positive news story feeds in there that are just the things you're talking about, Karen. There's also helpful ideas. There's our members sharing stories of what they've done in their community. The action comes when it's right in front of you. Don't walk away. You know,
right.
Take a step. Be a part of
exactly.
the action. That's what part of what Unified Caring Association's mission is to inspire more caring acts in our world. And
right.
we do that, you know, we walk the talk, right? We do that. So
right.
That's what I hope this show inspires, more acts like, more education, more acts like that. We have,
right.
you know, another area to touch on. Just for that, by the way, I did want to mention, we do support PASA organizations in many communities. That's court-appointed special advocates. These are the volunteers. They're sworn in by judges. They're court-appointed. They're educated to help children that are really in, you know, the legal system. They may have been removed from their home. They may have criminal things going on at home, or they're involved. These special advocates are the most special people a lifeline, often for years even, for a child that's ended up somehow the ward of the court, somehow in that kind of position. And so these are nonprofit organizations, court-appointed special advocates, CASAs. They're across the whole country. We have provided car seats where they didn't have them. We have, you know, certainly provided our emotional support tools. We have connected with them and shared other, you know, experience and knowledge, other tools. And so, you know, that's looking, if you want a good organization to go help children in the most urgent need, go find your local CASA, court-appointed special advocate, and do like we
that
do.
Is,
ask them.
That is so very true. They are, CASA is, they are neutral, and their interest is only that child and in the best interest of that child. And it truly is a child advocate. And I, you know, having dealt with CASA years ago, I so appreciate their efforts and their eyes and their ability to truly stand up and protect that child when you've got, you know, one organization on the other and another organization on the other side and the CASA's in the middle. So you're always going to have two varying different sides. So, and the judge relies so heavily on the CASA input that it is, they truly are heroes. They really are the unsung heroes in the child court system. They truly are.
They are the,
so that's a great
that
suggestion.
Is so well said. They're the most unsung heroes. And honestly, they're worthy of all of our support. And you know, we've had a, you know, example of a member recently sharing that they had talked to their local CASA organization. They're all nonprofit organizations. And they asked, well, what is it? What's your urgent needs? And this is so typical of the CASA organization's response is, well, we really, with all this COVID stuff going on, what we normally do with activities for the children has to change. And, you know, we just don't have enough tools. And so they said, well, please let me help. What's your list? And they gave them a list. And the total was like $350,
wow.
You know, for all these activities, you know, little tools for activities. They're very humble, very amazing organizations. And, of course, the member provided that support and more. So connect with your CASA. I do want to turn also, though, another area that, you know, in terms of our care programs is reforestation and you know, the you know, really helping the world heal, too. And I want to highlight for everybody, too, we have focused our sponsored organization, one of our biggest sponsor organizations is One Tree Planted. You go to onetreeplanted.org, you'll see them. They are an amazing organization. We love them for so many reasons, but one is that they stick to an 80% success rate on planting trees. That's kind of rare in this. They have partners who are accountable for that. They do a great job of reporting. And so there's a few projects that we, our association, has sponsored that was planting trees in Florida. There was a habitat restoration project. California fires, of course, wildfires, very devastating, and there was reforestation out there as well. And both of those, the reports have come in. They always provide reports to all donors of all sizes and all sponsoring organizations. So in Florida, they restored 90 acres with 66,000 seedlings planted. Again, they hold to that 80% success rate. That has they use all the local biodiversity tools they have at their disposal. Their partners are effective, and it's supporting wildlife, you know, to be able to thrive and remain in this this whole corridor where the planting was done. So, you know, it's a reforestation done in the Goethe State Forest was a huge project and very successful as well. In California, we co-sponsored fire restoration. It's the Plumas National Forest area was this particular project where 542 acres were restored with 140,000 trees planted. The environmental impact from wildfires is huge, and to be able to do these kinds of projects and to co-sponsor an organization like One Tree Planted is absolutely in our mission, and the ability to have reforestation affect our planet, our animals and wildlife. And speaking of which, the third project we sponsored, which was we called a twofer because it was animals and reforesting, we co-sponsored the Orca Project in the Pacific Northwest. And this project, okay, is there a connection between the killer whale orcas and, you know, reforestation? Yep, because it turns out salmon is 70% of their diet of this Pacific Northwest, you know, native pod. And the salmon are falling off because of the loss of trees and habitats in the main rivers that supply that whole path for salmon to spawn and come back out and feed the orca. And so in that project, 829 acres was restored with 848,938 trees put in the ground with over 25 species that were planted. That restoration of the orca habitat is trying to save the 73 remaining individual orcas in that pod and do that through the entire food chain. And that project is representative also of who we are and what we do in this time, is that we're committed to reforestation for many purposes, for habitat, for, you know, people to be able to continue to enjoy breathing and, the wildlife,
helps, right?
To be able to live as well. So, exactly.
But the
we're
orca,
also very proud sponsors of One Tree Planted.
You know, there's only, in that one pod, did you say, there was only 73, or in the wild there's only 73?
In that pod, there's 73.
Okay.
There were 75 when we were evaluating that project and our sponsorship, and two passed in the time up to last month. So there's 73 remaining now, and this is, providing a long-term foundation, but the salmon are very prolific. They're able to recover fast if they have the habitat, and so this can have very quick results in a very natural way.
I hope so. I hope so. Orcas are, if you ever have an opportunity to see them in their natural habitat.
I have. They're amazing.
They are grace in motion is what they are.
They are. They are.
They're just,
I've got
so
stories.
Beautiful.
I'll share them with you sometime.
Yeah, nice. Yeah. I would love that. I would love that. So for people who either, you know, a lot of this is made available by our membership services, correct?
Yes, right. Our membership.
All right.
Staff,
and
yes.
Yeah, so the benefits that the 150,000+ members truly is utterly amazing that they are able to get great benefit from all of these huge perks of being a member. And it's very inexpensive. And you can try it for a month and or just sign up for a lifetime, you know, and
start out. Exactly. Go to unifiedcaring.org. You'll see the join button there. Click on it. And for $15 a month, try it, you know. And, it's just what you get. Look at what the benefits are you get for yourself. But the other thing is you're part of a community doing the projects that we've just expressed. You're having a bigger impact. And you can learn to have an impact in your community, too.
Right. So, you know, it actually kind of then feels almost like, you know, you're donating this. Well, you're not actually donating. You're purchasing something, and you get something very tangible, you know. But you almost would feel philanthropic knowing that what you are, you know, this very little amount that you're paying either for a monthly membership or a lifetime membership is going to help great organizations and like the ones that we've sponsored with. And again, if anybody is looking for sponsor, you know, wanting to get involved in a nonprofit, please do go to unifiedcaring.org and reach out that way. Lane, it's been great having you. I hope to come back and talk again. This is a great thing that the partnering with these worthy causes and the benefits are huge and going to last for generations. What a mark. What a mark. Thank
Beautiful.
You so much.
Beautiful. Thank you so much.
All right. I appreciate you. Have a great day. And guys, tune in next time. See you then. Enjoy your weekend.